From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome, Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are always, always glad you're on board today. Thanks so much for taking a listen to us on this Friday, a Friday in which many of you in the southeastern portion of the state got a little bit of snow, your first taste of it. I know, I've got people screaming at me in Wausau, Tomahawk, La Crosse, Eau Claire, and those areas. We already got snow here. I get it. It's our first taste of it in this particular area. It's not like we haven't seen it before, although some people did drive like it this morning. But it really wasn't a terrible day. I was kind of proud of the highways and byways for those of you that were traveling them this morning. It wasn't a bad trip into work. Normally, first snow, it's like your dog seeing it for the first time. And the next thing you know, people are just careening off the road into ditches, into walls, medians, bridges, whatever it is they happen to run into. But today was not a bad day. Saw one accident. That was it. And other than that, good day heading into the office. So stay safe for your first witness of the white stuff. Packers getting ready to take on the Miami Dolphins coming up this weekend at Lambeau Field. It is a 3:20, 3:15 kickoff. What is it, the exact time? I think it's 3:15 or something like that. I don't know.
3:25. It's been 3:25 for a while now.
Okay.
It's either 3:05 or 3:25, but it's 3:25.
They go to the pre where they kick it to the stadium. It's like 3:20 and you get that, oh, there's the matchup, and then they come back for the kickoff. So regardless, it is nevertheless the later game, and it's great. Who cares? It's Packers just need to get a win. Bottom line, Packers need to get a win. They need to get a win in a semi-convincing fashion, in my opinion. Do they do that? And the spread is 9.5. Now, I just sat outside with Bart Winkler from 105.7 FM, The Fan, the morning show, who was here today, and said, I need to get your video prediction. I don't normally do the betting lines, but today I did the 9.5. No, until they prove to me that they can actually score and score a little more at will and get inside the opponent's 30 and punch the ball into the end zone, I don't think they cover. And I don't think Miami's a great team by any stretch of the imagination, but neither was San Francisco, who came into Lambeau Field and gave them everything they possibly wanted. And it was a overtime Mason Crosby field goal, or a winding down Mason Crosby field goal that put them into the victory column. So I don't think they're going to cover, but I think they win. Your thoughts, 855-830-8648. Let's go to Conrad, listening to us in Madison. Conrad, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Oh, Bill, man. You know what? This is what it's all about. We got some snow on the ground, and it's starting to feel like Green Bay Packer weather of old, and you got a Miami Dolphins team coming into town, probably not really too excited about the cold, and let's get them. Let's get them right now. You know, fanhood's all about a feeling. And right now, the Green Bay Packers, I can't say I'm, like, ultra-confident about my Green Bay Packers, but I like what you're saying. Let's stomp these guys now, turn around, short week, go to Seattle, get a win, and you got you take a 3-4-1 season, you turn it into a 5-4-1 season with a little mini break, and then you just got to take care of business in your division. You're going to need to beat the Bears. You got to beat the Bears twice to win the division.
Right.
And you got to beat the Vikings, and you got to get redemption against the Lions, and you got to beat the Jets. If you do that, I got a feeling they win the division. I don't know, and right now I'm not looking at their schedule. So there's two more games I think on the schedule that I'm not looking at, but I'm pretty sure that that's what it's going to take because the fans right now. Aaron Rodgers is getting absolutely just blasted. Every turn of the dial, Bill, he's getting blasted. And I think Aaron's got to really step up his game. I know he doesn't care, but you know down deep he probably does care.
Right.
And he wants the fans back on his side. He probably even wants the fans to get off Mike McCarthy's back. So let's get into some good old-fashioned fall Green Bay Packer football. Let's run it. Let's pass it. Let's get Mason getting some field goals, and let's get this win this weekend.
Well, have a good one, Bill. Appreciate it, man. You talk about a ball of optimism. Holy mackerel. Okay, deal with a couple of things. First of all, to say, let's run it. Okay, let's run it. I would agree with you. Let's run it. Run the ball. Run it, 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 run it. Run it. No doubt. Need to run it more. Got to run it more. The problem is that they don't do it consistently enough to make an impact. They need to. Big time. Have to. If they're going to get consistently better offensively speaking. Otherwise, you're talking about probably sputtering your wheels the same way. I mean, Aaron Rodgers was emphatic about it the other day. He said, we need to get more plays for Davante Adams, who's a playmaker. I think Marquez Valdes-Scantling also is going to see more plays. He's a guy that can truly stretch the field. And you got to run the ball to keep defenses honest. If you do that, you're going to have success. But if you don't do that, you most likely are not going to have a lot of success. It's just that simple. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout, 855-830-8648. Want to hear from you. Let's go to Mark listening to us in Hartford. Mark, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How about yourself on this fine Friday morning?
Doing fantastic. What's up?
Great. Bill, I'm looking at the schedule right now. They've got 8 games remaining. They're four of them at home and 4 on the road. They've got to win 3 on the road and win out at home to make the playoffs. And conceivably, they could wind up winning the division. I think the game they're going to struggle with the most is at Minnesota.
Oh, I would believe so. Go back to what our first caller just said, and I agree that if you can get this win and if you can go into Seattle, you get kind of the mini bye. You get 10 days before you got to go back into Minnesota and play them. If you can do that, man, that's huge. That's enormous. Because if you can get that win, it would set you up really, really well to get into Minnesota with that little bit of a break, and you'd be really looking good at that point.
Yeah, that 10-day gap in there between Seattle and Minnesota is a nice benefit.
Big time
on their schedule.
Big
absolutely
time.
And I agree with you. They've got to run the ball. McCarthy's got to start running the ball more. They've got to be handing the ball off more. They can't keep throwing the ball. Teams key on that too easily.
Yep. No, I completely agree. Appreciate the phone call. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. I want to hear from you. Give me your thoughts as you get ready to get into this game coming up this weekend, your level of confidence for the Packers to get a win, first and foremost. Secondly, do you think Packers are going to get back-to-back? Because think of how quick you turn things around in a matter of 4 days. You get a win on Sunday. All of a sudden, you're sitting there looking at another. You get a win on Sunday. You get into Seattle. Get another win. You turn things around very quickly. It can change. It can change your season in a heartbeat if you can do that. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give me a shout. 855-830-8648. How quickly do you think the Packers can get a win? How quickly do you think they can turn it around? Or do you think that they just don't have a shot at turning it around? That's the question. 855-830-8648. Want to hear from you. Give us a buzz. Shout it out. This one's from Mark, who writes in the Wendy's email inbox. And Mark says, hey, guys, I think the Packers are going to get a win, and I think they're going to cover. I think Aaron Rodgers has heard enough of the griping of people like you. Not that I'm blaming you, because Aaron is not without blame. But everybody is coming down way too hard on the quarterback, and he is going to shut everybody up and say then that he doesn't listen to the white noise. We all know that he does, because people around him tell him everything that you guys say. I think Aaron is going to shut everybody up next week, and he will go back to being everyone's hero. Other than the fact that they're going to cover, I would agree about everything you just said. Even though they say you're white noise, we don't listen to the white noise, we don't listen to the noise, whatever cliche they want to use, they hear about it. Girlfriends hear it. Family hears it. Friends hear it. They say, hey, did you hear what was said on such and such a show? You know, yeah, they hear it. They get it in some way, shape, or form. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout when we come back. Frank in Eau Claire, you are going to be first out of the chute. I promise you, stay right there. Do you think the Packers are going to win? Do you think they're going to cover? Do you think they have the ability to turn it around? Is this the beginning of a whole new Packers football season? Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Impressive, impressive. You know, I followed Frank since he was at Miami, you know, and a lot of perseverance from his end. Knee injuries back to back to back, and guy still looks great.
Welcome back. Tremont Williams talking about Frank Gore. He's 112 years old tomorrow, and he's still running the football effectively in the National Football League. If you want to chime in, feel free. Do you think the Packers are going to get a win this week? I mean, come on, seriously. Are they going to get a win? Are they going to cover? Can they turn it around, get two wins in 4 days, knock off Seattle, and get ready in that kind of that short bye week, if you will? If you want to call it that, as they then get ready for the Minnesota Vikings. Can they do it? Will they do it? Yes, no, indifferent. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Give us a shout. Want to hear from you. Let's go to Frank listening to us in Eau Claire. Frank, how you doing today, man? What's happening?
Hey, I'm good, Bill. I love your show. Listen all the time when I can. I usually
appreciate
when
it.
I'm not working. Hey, I guess to answer your question, I think as a realist, one for one the next two games, I think they're capable of going 2-0. I think they have a good chance. My biggest concern, which I think is always hit on, touched on just a little bit, obviously we know about the pass rush and the defense, I think is their biggest concern there. They're just not getting it, which then breaks down everything else. But I think the offensive line really is just not as good as we think it is, or as we hoped or prayed or whatever. And you know, the problems with Aaron Rodgers, if you look at that, and he's getting rushed and stuff, a lot of it, because the lineman, there's a guy right in front of him, and you saw in the last game, and, I mean, I was a lineman growing up and stuff, so I pay attention to the line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm 6'4", 200-some pounds.
Right.
Anyway, so I think the line really needs to shape up. I think, you know, at the beginning of the year, we even listened to your show, you know, we had receivers, offensive line, pass rush were some of the biggest things that they needed to get in the draft. They addressed the receivers. They only drafted one offensive lineman that I know of. And really, the pass rush, who was that? I mean, it's, why don't they ever really address all their needs? I know it's all based on the draft and stuff.
Right.
But that's my biggest frustration of the Packers lately is they don't address it. And thank you for your taking my call.
Appreciate it. He gets off, you get on, 855-830-8648. They've tried to address it. They picked up Byron Bell as a free agent. They tried to address it. You know, they picked up Montrevious Adams as a down lineman, a guy that was supposed to give you a pass rush. They tried to address it. They picked up Vince Beagle. Vince Beagle, Kevin King, they thought they'd get 2-for-1 instead of passing on T.J. Watt, blah, blah, blah. Vince Beagle no longer with the team. They tried to address it. They traded up. Jason Spriggs, tackle of the future, tried to address it. They tried, you know. If you're a race car driver, and you got this really nice race car. Looks good. You had it painted up, decaled all up. Say you're getting ready to head out to one of the local racetracks, right? And you're going up, you're in the super lates, all right? You're going to be in the super lates. You're right there. You're right there on the brink. You think you're going to go ahead and just, you know, look classy, feel classy, be classy. So you bring in an engine builder, right? It's Joe Bob's Engine Building Company. He's right down the street. And you hear some good things. You've never really seen his stuff that often, but you think, you know what? Guys, we're going to try something new. We're going to go in this direction. We're going to go with somebody that believes in this. And then you throw Joe Bob's engine in there, and Joe Bob, what he didn't tell you was, oh, by the way, yeah, his engines are really good, but they only run really good in Volkswagen Beetles. And so you got this great race car with a Volkswagen Beetle engine in it, and you might as well be out there racing with shoes on your hands and on your feet. You know what I mean? Same thing. You're not going to get anywhere. He tried to address it, just didn't work out. Same thing if you're a race car builder. You get the analogy, right? Ted Thompson, he tried, just looked at Joe Bob's VW engines and tried to put some VW bugs into a fine race car, and it's just not getting it done. You're sputtering, and all down the road you go.
I'm not smart enough to tell you what it is. It's machine stuff.
It is. See, it's all about the machine stuff. There you go. Speaking of a machine, if you want to be like a machine and get the motor going, how are we looking? That would be our friends from New Mail Medical. Because if you're struggling from the erectile dysfunction, that means you could have the VW bug in there. If you know what you have, you already have it. Don't be deceived by all the other pills that are out there. This pill, that pill, whatever it happens to be. ED can be caused. Can be caused by the underlying health issues or just the normal signs of aging, by the way. Problem with the pills are they don't fix the root, pardon the pun, of the problem.
Well, that's just rude.
That is. And they have some nasty side effects. Call the medical experts at New Mail Medical Center. They're going to create an ED solution specifically for you. Here's the best part. You go in, you see results, very first visit. And if not, that visit's free. Or you're dead. One of the two. If you're sluggish, if you're moody, brain fog, you may have a little bit of low T like I did. Thanks to New Mail, plenty of energy. Tackle my crazy life, my crazy busy schedule, which is bananas at this time of year. And if you want to shed some pounds, check out New Mail's all-in-one weight loss program. I'm down over 50, really totally 70. But when I went back on it, I lost 50, and I've been keeping it off. I feel great, feel younger, feel energized, back in the game. Call New Mail Medical Center today, 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451.
It's shooting shotgun with pellets.
There are pellets involved. He's right. There are pellets involved.
Sure.
Yeah. There you have it. How are we looking? Let's go to Tim, listening to us in Ladysmith. Tim, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, great show.
Thank you.
Hey, I think the Packers will win this weekend, but make the Dolphins look better than they really are.
Okay.
One thing I think this last game I seem to take away from that, I did see a few signs of life in our defense, which I was encouraged about. As much as I hate to say this, I do think, you know, we weren't that far behind New England talent-wise. I think we're right there. I hate to say it, but I think our offense has just lost its creativity. I mean, New England was doing flea flickers, back across. We never seemed to do any of that stuff. I don't know. It seems like we're just too predictable. And we've lost all rhythm in our offense. It's like we don't drop back, just throw the ball to a spot. Now it's Rodgers looking around forever. And I don't know what's happened to the rhythm offense of the Packers, but it seems to be non-existent. And then until we can figure out how to get in the end zone, we're done. So, thanks, Bill.
Appreciate it. Let me ask you this. He brings up a good point, okay? Let me ask you this. Do you feel, what's the more trustable, better side of the ball right now? Offense or defense? Who has played better? Offense or defense? Now, think about this for a minute. Okay? Just think about it for a minute. Because defensively speaking, they're not necessarily giving up very few points a game. They have gotten better in the grand scheme of things. But who has played better this season, the offense or the defense? Okay? The offense or the defense? The offense, sixth over. They've fallen, actually, because Pittsburgh took a leap last night. Offensively speaking, they are sixth in the National Football League when it comes to yards per game. Okay? Sixth. When it comes to points per game, they are 14th. What that tells you is they're moving the football, but they're not putting it in the end zone. Okay? So they are 16th. All right? Meanwhile, when you talk about yards per game, given up, okay, think about this now for a minute. The Packers are 15th in the National Football League. They were 28th last year, remember. 15th in the National Football League. All right? Now, when it comes to points per game given up, they are 20th, and they need to be around 15th. But last year, they were 29th, 25.5 points per game. All right? In the grand scheme of things, remember, the offense has turned the ball over and put them on a short field. Doesn't forgive it, Just letting you know. But in your thought process here, when you talk about third down percentage and being able to get off the field, the Packers, who were 19th last season, have gotten to number 12, 38% to get off the field. Think about it now. They've created five fumbles, have gained four. They've been able to put some pressure on quarterbacks, okay? In the passing game, they've been pretty good when it comes to the defensive passing game, okay? When it comes to sack totals now, okay? The Green Bay Packers are sixth in the National Football League. Five of those they got against the Bills. Get it. But sixth in the National Football League right now. Okay? So tell me what side of the ball has played better overall so far this season. Think of that. Mull that one over. Let's get back to the phone calls. Talk to Mike listening to us in Rhinelander on 96.5. Mike, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, I think these next two games, I think they win them Sunday, but I think they dropped that one in Seattle. And what you were just talking about, I think our defense has played better than our offense. I want to see that offensive line more concentrate on making holes for the run. And because it seems the Packers, the only time they run the ball is when they don't have to throw it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see them run the ball 60% of the time and maybe throw 40% of the time. I want to see what this run game can really do.
All right. Fair enough. Appreciate it, man. He drops off. You get on board. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. Want to hear from you. Stay tuned. When we come back, I'm going to talk to Jeff DeForest. Now, he's the morning show host at 940 AM WINZ. He's in Miami. We're going to get the lowdown on the Dolphins side of things and how big of a threat the Dolphins are coming into this ballgame. More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels Show is on the air. We are glad you are on board today. Thanks so much. Certainly appreciate it. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. Don't forget, to the Bill Michaels Huddle, back out on the road again next week. I'm going to tell you more about last night's show coming up here shortly, because last night's show was, it was fun, but it was weird in a whole different way. If you were listening to the program, you know what I'm talking about. But if you weren't, whew, you're going to hear about it. We're at Libby Montana's next Wednesday night. Next Wednesday night at Libby Montana's, because the Packers play on Thursday. So next Wednesday night, Libby Montana's, 6 to 8. We hope to see you there. All brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. There you go. Let's do this. Let's bring him in. Jeff DeForest, morning show host, and 940 AM WINZ in Miami. Jeff, how you doing, man?
Doing great, Bill. Sorry about the stiff job yesterday. I told your producer, Joe Zanzola, the great Joe Zanzola, that my phone was off, but the truth was I had to meet my bookie in the graveyard. And he was running late because I thought the Packers had a shot there to cover the point spread against the Patriots last week.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, when it comes to the point spreads, I'm not betting on the Packers. I know this game's 9.5. I'm not taking that. I maybe take Miami to cover that one. The Packers haven't been able to put up enough offense to really kind of make things easy for them. Go back to the game against the 49ers. 49ers came in huge underdogs, and the Packers, it took a last-second field goal for them to get a win. How do you see this Packers team coming into this ballgame?
Well, I believe this game was actually decided in 2005 when the NFL conducted the draft, and we had the number two pick here in Miami. And I had some inside information, unfortunately, from a cleaning lady in Hialeah who knew Ronnie Brown, and the Dolphins took him instead of Aaron Rodgers, who everybody thought, when they got off the bus and Alex Smith was the first guy off the bus, didn't you think Rodgers would be the number two pick?
I thought.
No way, he falls all the way down to Green Bay.
Yeah, I thought. I was going to say, that's probably one of the things that they're living and reliving and reliving in many different franchises, 23 of them, as a matter of fact, up until the Packers chose him.
But he was right in front of us. He was there for the taking, and we were banking on the great Gus Frerotte to carry the Dolphins to their previous glory, which you have to go way into the distant past to see that glory. In fact, you might have seen those guys recently from 1972 on the undefeated team, because they finally got to pop the champagne cork this year when the Rams went down in flames. No undefeated team since. But that was a disaster for us. I mean, we also whipped on Drew Brees a couple of times, had a chance to grab Matty Ice, and instead we're going to come into Green Bay with Brock Osweiler, the $30 million man. And that would, I would think, prohibit our chances of having any shot of winning this game.
Yeah, there's a lot of people here that aren't real happy they didn't take T.J. Watt as well. So there was an opportunity to take him, and the Packers missed on that. So, yeah, they don't let Ted Thompson forget about that one either when they need pass rush right now. Tell me about this this Miami team in which they obviously have had some quarterback issues because of injury and such, and coming into this ball game. What I mean, they've got a Packers defense at second in the secondary is a little bit banged up, and they jettison a few guys for just being problematic.
Well, here's the problem. Speaking of problematic, the problem is in their last big victory over the Jets. You know what's going on here politically, Bill, where everything's in a recount. All the votes are being recalled.
Mm-hmm.
Senate race very tight. Actually, we did dub Bill Nelson, the current senator, incumbent senator, but seems to have been voted out. He kind of is the Joe Philbin of state politics. Just a nice guy who you're wondering what the hell has this guy done in 20 years in the Senate. But they're recounting all of that. And actually, part of this recount, the governor's race also under a recount. And so was last week's game against the Jets. Because nobody can believe that the Dolphins won. It's been that bad. They gained 168 total yards. I think that, you know, while we're on the political theme and analogies, I think that Adam Gase feels about the run the way Nancy Pelosi felt about the Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. You know, just disdain for it. What's, you know, whatever the circumstances, doesn't want to run the football, can't run the football. And some injuries on the offensive line. They brought in a couple of guys to try and shore up what was the perennial patchwork offensive line. Both of those guys are out. And while it looked like on paper the line was going to improve, they somehow held in there. But the team can't run the football, and Osweiler lost a key weapon in Albert Wilson, who was a free agent signee in the offseason. He was really helping spark some offense, and this team is just going to have a lot of trouble scoring against any kind of defense.
Started off 3-0, things look really good. They go into New England and kind of get beat up, lose a few games, and then come back and get a couple of wins. So in the grandest of schemes, where is this team, and what should the expectation be?
The expectation was extremely low. I talked to a guy who played for the Dolphins and is still very much entrenched in the Dolphin organization. And every time I say, hey, looking good after one of these victories, and nobody better, by the way, at winning ugly than Adam Gase, the head coach of the Dolphins. That's the only way he wins, but he's actually one game over 500 now for his career. And all of the 17 wins have been completely ugly. I mean, the worst things that you've ever seen. No works of art. The expectations are really low. Most people, it took me 3 days on the show on two radio stations to convince people that the Dolphins had won that game. And they resorted, they cut off beer sales at halftime because they were worried people would be suicidal and started handing out pacifying drugs. There were Quaaludes available, Xanax, anything that you could do to get over what you had to watch. Expectations extremely low. Most people think the Dolphins are going to get hammered. I would like to think like you, Bill, that they might be in there with a shot, cover 9.5 or 10 points, at least make a game of it, but it's unlikely. And we now are also facing the unusual circumstance of Rashad Jones, arguably, if not definitely, the team's best defensive player over the last several years. He benched himself in the first half of this last game against the Jets. And nobody can figure out why. I guess there's some philosophical differences with the defensive coordinator, but you rarely see that. No injury, right. No explanation, just put himself on the bench. So there obviously is some turmoil, even with what's been a decent unit so far this year, the Dolphins defense.
Tell me about Frank Gore. I had said coming into the program he's 103 this week, and he's still running the football extremely well. And, you know, his ARP card still works, so he's got that going for him. But tell me about Frank Gore and running the football.
Well, he's been pretty solid, if not spectacular. He'll get you 3-4 yards. That's been one of the beefs of the fans and the analysts that are taking the Dolphins and saying that they should run Frank Gore in more of these short yardage spots. And that's where the argument comes in about Adam Gase being in love with the passing game. he'll end up throwing more often on third and a half yard, third and one, than he will running Frank Gore into the middle of the line. And heck, you got Brock Osweiler. I mean, you should go Tom Brady with this guy. He's 6'10". And, all he's got to do is reach his arm over the line of scrimmage, and he makes some of these first down conversions. But Gase will very, very reluctantly embrace that idea and more than likely throw the ball in those spots. But Gore is indestructible. We were talking about, I don't know if you're familiar with this particular insect, probably not popular in the great state of Wisconsin or prevalent there, but we have a thing called the flying palmetto bug, which is also known as the state bird. It's a giant roach that has wings and flies, and it's indestructible. I had one in the house a couple of weeks ago, and I emptied an entire fire extinguisher on it, and then I threw the can on the thing and hit it square on the jaw. And it just looked at me like it didn't even need a standing eight count, like it was Jake LaMotta. So that's how these guys are built. Roethlisberger, you can't take them down no matter what you do to them. And Gore is the same way. He seems just as solid now or close to it as he did at the University of Miami many years ago. And, you know, so he's been an asset, and you would have to think that he would be helpful, too, to Kenyon Drake, who they thought was going to blossom this year but really hasn't had much of a chance. So maybe they'll try to establish that in this game, but I think you're going to see the ball in the air, and probably very ineptly so.
My takeaway from the conversation is maybe we should put a helmet and pads on the palmetto bug and have him start at defensive end for the Green Bay Packers to create some type of a pass rush.
Maybe so, yeah. I mean, I've seen the Packers having their share of turmoil. That was a shame you didn't get a chance to get that Aaron Rodgers drive going in that game against the Rams.
Right. I think
the whole country was thinking, okay, let's see if this guy can do it again. And, you know, you had 2 minutes to go. That's, you know, beyond an eternity for Rodgers to any of the fans outside of the Green Bay Packer nation. And you really want to see that happen. But then, unfortunately, a guy fumbled the ball, and he's no longer with the team anymore.
Right.
Which that was very Jimmy Johnson-esque to just cut that guy. I don't know if he was destined to be let go anyway, but that was certainly, a tragedy for that particular player who – normally, I'm a big fan of guys trying to run it out and make a play, but to rob Rodgers of the opportunity to get that game-winning drive was really unfortunate.
I appreciate it as always, Jeff. I look forward to more commentary along the road. I wish we played the Dolphins each and every week so you and I can chat, but I hope all went well in the graveyard yesterday. Best of luck to you and the Bugs, and we will talk again soon.
I'm still here. That's the beautiful thing. Thanks, Bill. Always a pleasure, my friend.
All right, Jeff. We'll talk to you soon. Jeff DeForest. He is the radio version, I guess, of in the mail version of Samantha Bee. Only the sports side of things. Man, what a good stuff. A lot of good stuff. Jeff DeForest, morning show host at 940 a.m. WINZ in Miami, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE. Or go to SchneiderJobs.com. I know, Adam Gase, he wants to get the ball to Kenyon Drake. He wants to get the ball to Frank Gore about as much as Mike McCarthy wants to get the ball to the running backs and give more attempts here as well. They just don't do it nearly enough. We'll see if it actually turns into a little bit of a run game at Lambeau Field this coming weekend. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Van Horn Automotive. Now, I've been telling you, went to Van Horn and couldn't decide between a car, SUV, truck. I ended up buying a luxury car that is wrapped in a truck. I'm not kidding. I got the Dodge Ram 1500. Love this thing. Handled the snow great today, by the way, driving in. Brought the kids into school today and then stopped off, grabbed some breakfast, and then came into work. And man, what a great vehicle. First time in the inclement weather. Not that I would expect anything different, but nevertheless, fantastic stuff. And look, it's the 90-day test drive exclusive to Van Horn. All you have to do is go in, find out what you want. Jeep Grand Cherokee, Dodge Charger, Caravan, truck, whatever it happens to be. Find it, get it. And if you like it, keep it. If you don't, 90 days, drive it around, see what you think, and then you bring it back. No further obligation. It's that simple. I'm not kidding. It's that simple. All you got to do with the 90-day test drive is go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. Check it out for yourself. Location in Plymouth and one in Manitowoc, one in Stoughton. They've got them all. And you can also go to the website and see what vehicles actually qualify for the 90-day test drive. Again, that's VanHornAuto.com. VanHornAuto.com. It's where I went. It's where you should go, too. Stay tuned, because for the first time in the history of me, it happened last night, and it's not good. I'll tell you what it is coming back next after this.
Border to Border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now a green and gold update. Here's Mike Clemens.
It's the Packers and the Dolphins, Sunday at 3:25. Miami is 5-4. Green Bay at 3-4-1 needs a win. Is it tense this week inside the Packers locker room? Packers safety Tremont Williams.
I think naturally you're always kind of on the edge, but at the same time, the locker room, you know, is where you want to feel comfortable at. It's the guys who you spend most time with. So guys can walk on eggshells, but that's not always good. So you have to find a way to have fun and keep it loose at the same time.
So far, the Packers defense has 25 quarterback sacks this season, but defensive coordinator Mike Patton says he never sets a quota.
We never look for, we need this, you know, this number of sacks out of a certain player. It's, as I've said here before, it's all about affecting the quarterback, whether they throw it away early, whether that's we get them off the spot. The pass coverage piece is so important, and they're tied together. It's definitely a complementary relationship, and we just want those guys to each play, refocus, and do their job, and then it's on to the next one.
It's 85 degrees in Miami. When the Dolphins hit the field Sunday here at Lambeau Field, the forecast calls for a high of 35. But does that really make a difference? Clay Matthews.
Oh, definitely. It's no different than when we in December have to go out to, Carolina or L.A. or anything for that matter. I mean, you go from 30 and below temperatures to 70 degrees. I mean, it's just a shock on the body. And the same as when you come from some of these warm weather teams coming up to play in this cold weather. It definitely has an advantage.
Packers rookie defensive back Jair Alexander says Sunday night in New England was the coldest game he's ever played in. Is he ready for the tundra?
Shoot. I try to wear a light jacket outside, stick my head in the freezer a couple times. Other than that, it's no shade in November, so I'm trying to grow it out, keep my face warm, see how far I get. You didn't have to make that face. I know it's going to get way colder.
In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
Michael Show on the air. We are glad you're on board. Thanks so much. As always, want to remind you that we are brought to you by our good friends at Cousin Subs, where they believe in better, and something hot off the grill will be fantastic today. All you got to do is download the app, go to CousinSubs.com, or just walk into the store. Just tell them we sent you. Good stuff. Cousin Subs, our good friends over there. Thanks for being a part of the program, as always. So, the first time ever last night. Ever. It happened. Now, let me explain. Chuck Freeman and I, we were out at Bullwinkle's last evening. We were doing the Bill Michaels Huddle. We were sitting under the moose, just like I told you. Chuck had his lovely girlfriend Shannon there, and her friend Tammy were there. Had some other friends in the house. Tammy and Shannon, by the way, ate a plate of nachos so big. It looked like just a plate of cheese with a nacho on it. I would assume in about 10 days that's finally going to pass, but until then I would get the hell out of their way. That being said, Chuck and I are on the air last night, and we were in mid-sentence. We were starting to make our picks, okay? Latter portion of the program, in the 7:30 hour, we'll say. So we were sitting there discussing what was upcoming. You got the Pittsburgh Steelers on the screen. The Carolina Panthers were there watching a little bit of that game. Carolina scores early. Pittsburgh comes right back. Then they get a pick six, take it back to the house. We're into the action. We're making our picks. We're sitting there under the moose. We're looking good, right? And then it happened. Now, in bar atmospheres, there have been people along the way that every now and then have, we could use the term crop dusted, okay? Yeah, you know what? You're in a venue. I get it. It happens. Okay, you move on. You're kind of like, ooh, You don't break stride, right? You're like a thoroughbred racehorse, man. You are sprinting. Nothing will deter you from the finish line until last night. What I can only describe as one of two things, a combination of bad eggs and swamp gas, or the moose that was above us came back to life and dropped a moose deuce right behind us. One of the two. It was... I kept thinking of you, Joe, with all your drops from Fat Bastard in Austin Powers. Oh my God! It stopped us. It was the kind that you either want to just get up and find whoever did it and punch him in the face, or you want to give him a standing ovation because nothing that ever comes out of the human body would allow you to then continue to live. I've never had a show. Now, I've got hit by lightning. Show had to stop. Fried the equipment. I've had somebody cut the line accidentally. Show had to stop. couldn't broadcast anymore. I've had storms that have knocked down wires. Couldn't broadcast anymore. No electric. Okay? I have never had a show interrupted by a fart. Never. Chuck Freeman was there. Chuck, is Chuck around? Is he back there? He's not back there? Okay, because Chuck would be listening right now. I started talking, and I just tried to go right through it. I really did, because they always say, look, just keep going, keep going. And no matter what happens, just keep going. And I tried to go right through it, and I look over, and I'm like, so, Chuck, what do you think? 9.5-point spread, and he can't breathe. We had to take a break. We had to call ServPro, distribute hazmat masks. If you want to see what I did the show in last night, go to the Facebook fan page and take a look.
I smell like hot, sick ass and a dead carcass.
It was worse than that.
Oh, it smells like carrots and throw up.
It was worse than that.
It did sound a little wet, didn't it?
Right. Oh, there wasn't any sound, because if there had been sound, we'd have tracked them down.
You know, when you go to an apartment building and you smell other people's cooking on each floor, and you're going, where are they cooking? That plus crap.
More of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.